Yes, let's take a look at the Gemara again. Let's read through the Gemara, then I want to just figure out something with the Pesukim. If you have this kind of fruit and it was matlia while it's still attached to the ground, so it's also meaning if it wasn't attached to the ground, then it would be mutter because it's not al arts, so it would be mutter. But since it's attached to the ground, so the kishais itself has a din of al arts, and the mela, the telas inside, has a din of asheretz asheretz al arts. Let's see with Rashi. There's only one, there's an isser of, according to Rashi, together is, there's one isser of Sheretz Aretz. There's no separate isser for Telas HaPeres. There's one lav of Sheretz Aretz. And in order to go to the lav of Sheretz Aretz, it has to be Reichesh Al Aretz. That's the criterion. It has to be Reichesh Al Aretz. So if it's never, if the Kishas is not attached to the ground, then it develops a Telas. So that Telas, it's very provincial Telas, never saw the world. It was never Reichesh Al Aretz. So it's Mutter. But if the kisha, if it leaves and it's reichesh al aretz, then it becomes osur. Then it becomes a sheretz aretz. But here the kisha is attached to the ground, so then it's osur. We should make sheretz a sheretz al aretz because then the kisha is the ground. So that'll be my main. Lema miseyele. Let's see Rashi inside before we go back. Let's see Rashi inside. Rashi says be iver ba'idu mechuberes sheretz al aretz yasura telas lechel. The came of the maleches b'techa kishas. It walks inside the kishas. So now Rashi stresses the walking part. Because that was the Rashi before by Yevchushim Shesunanon, that when it fell on the filter, so Rashi said it had to be Reichesh on the filter. Right, the second to last Rashi in Amud Aleph. They came in the Ruch Shiva Hokhtu Ktas Alakash and Nasa Sheretz Oretz. It had to be Alechaz Ktas. Because if it's not Alechaz Ktas, it's later, that's the Baya later on in the Gemara, Pirshu Meso. If it left and it fell on the ground, but it died before it had a chance to walk, so maybe that's not called, it's a suffix in the morning, whereas that Pashat, it's a vital issue that that's called Al Aretz. Therefore, all of these cases were, therefore the Pashat, the case of Al Aretz, that it walked on the land. Here also, as he says, it walked inside the Pri, since the Pri is Mechuber, it's Mahaleches B'teich HaKishos, B'muchuber es B'karka, Havi Ki Mahaleches Al Gavi Karka, so it's Oser. Havali Tliya La'acha Mikan. But if it was Matliya after the Kishos was harvested, so then it's mutter because it was never reichesh al aretz. That's the memory of Shmuel. We could bring a raya because we have a theory between two brises. They're both brises and teres kainim, one right after the other. I sent you the teres kainim on the WhatsApp, a picture of the just a couple of minutes ago. But anyway, it's inside the Gemara. The tani chada al aretz lohitzi says isin shivadoshim v'siyatushin shiviklisim. So this part of this brisa says that since it says ala arts, hasheretz hasheretz ala arts. This is pasuk mem aleph in vayikra. That I didn't send you vayikra. Pasuk mem aleph, b'chol hasheretz hasheretz ala arts. So the gemara says the brisa says it says ala arts. So zitim shevadoshim yitushim shevaklisim. These bugs that are inside peyos are mutter. Because they're not al-arts. But on the other hand, Tanya, we have another brisa right afterwards. Kol hasheretz hasheretz al-arts. That's really going on the next pasuk. Kol ha'ilech ha'gochen v'chol ha'ilech al-arbar kol mar berglayim l'chol hasheretz hasheretz al-arts. In the Teretz Kainim, you see this drush is going on. If you look inside the Teretz Kainim that I sent you, you can see the two drushes are going on two adjacent, on two different psukim. Two psukim are back to back. If you have your phone, you can look at the WhatsApp and see the Teres Kainim. Or if you happen to have a Teres Kainim on you, it's also good. It's the very end of Shmini. The Teres Kainim says, Perek Yud Beis, B'chol Hasheretz Hasheretz Al Aretz. That's Pasuk Mem Aleph. Should I put up the screen? Should I put up the Pesukim on the screen? Is that so easy for me to do? Maybe I could do that. Maybe it's worthwhile. Hold on. You see the psukim now? Are you seeing psukim?
Yeah, we see them.
Okay, so the first pasuk over here is v'chol asheretz asheretz al aretz shekesu lo yerechol. See, do you see the highlighting?
Yeah.
So if you look at the Teres Kainim, which I sent you, so it's going on this pasuk mem aleph, the first brisa. V'chol asheretz asheretz al aretz lo hitzi. That's the price that the Gemara, this tiny shinuyim in the Girsois, but that's the first price that the Gemara brought. So it's dashing from Pasuk Mem Aleph, so the bugs that are in Paris that were never Paris Laurets are Mutter. Then, if you go further down in Teres Kayanim, In Beis, in Aloch of Beis, start the dashing Kol Hayle Chalgochayin Zenochosh. That's already pasuk Mem Beis. Kol Hayle Chalgochayin, and so on. That's this the Torah's Kainim has now moved on to pasuk Mem Beis. Hayle Chalgochayin Zenochosh. Kol Hayle Chalgochayin Lahavi Sashul Shul. Anyway, it goes to various shortsim. Hayle Chal Arba Zeakrov. Kol Hayle Lahavi Sachipusus Hachipusus. With a daimel daimel, Marber Aglaim Zenadol a caterpillar. Ad kol marbe lahavi yisa, daima v'sa daima l'daima, and then it goes bechol hasheretz hasheretz. So this is the end of pasuk mem beis. Lechol hasheretz hasheretz al oops. Lechol hasheretz hasheretz al oretz leisoichum kishaket hen. So that's what the third kainim is up to. Lechol hasheretz l'charet should be lichol. Lechol hasheretz hasheretz. In the pasuk says al oretz, but it dashes lahavi yisa teiloim. Should be kari as esim, should be kari de enim. You're not allowed to eat shrotzim that are in ikari as esim and ikari te enim. They're also asa. That's the price. So the Gemara is asking us here between two prices. The first price says that we're memayit, that yitushim shebeklisim are mutter. And the second Baisa says that when Marbe, that Teloim should be Koriz Esim are Osir. The Gemara thinks that they're both Paris. Both cases talking about Paris, they're Lashav and Paris. So it's a steering Baisa. So the Gemara says, you know, going back to the Gemara, my lav, Idi Vidi Bepera. Both Baisas are going on Paris. Hobi Veil, Hob Shaloi Be Veil. The first brisa that's mamayit, that it's mutter, that's talking about when the pri is not on the is already detached from the ground. So that's not ala oretz. It's detached from the ground, it's not ala oretz. And the second brisa that says that it's usur is talking about where it's still attached to the ground. So that's what means ikari azesim, that the zesim are still attached to the tree. Ikari atenim. So mamela, udasha that it's also. I don't understand exactly why we dash in the heter from Pasuk Mem Aleph and the Isser from Pasuk Mem Beis. It's the same notion of Al Haaretz. What's it? It's called Hasheretz, Hasheretz, Al Haaretz. We used to be Matir. Paris that are detached from the ground. And then from Lechol HaSheretz, HaSheretz HaLoretz, use that also to ask the Paris that are attached to the ground. I'm not sure why it's from different psukim. Maybe it's from the Yitur. It says it twice, HaLoretz. So I'm not sure. According to this Pshat Megmar, why is one limud from Pasuk Mem Aleph and the other limud from Pasuk Mem Beis? All right, it's a different Pshat. Yeah, Eitan.
Could the difference be Sheketzu and Sheketzheim? Sheketzu is like more exclusive.
Right here? Sheketz who? And here it says Sheketz hey. Ulay. Ulay. Okay. Anyway, that's the Gemara, what the Gemara wants to answer. What does Rashi have to say over here? If anything. Kol Hasheretz, the Pasuk Mamalek also said Kol Hasheretz. Actually, the drush is from Kol. Kol Hasheretz, the Pasuk Mamalek is L'chol Hasheretz, Hasheretz Ala Oretz. Even if it's a little bit Ala Oretz, even if it's a kishus that's attached to the ground, it's somewhat Ala Oretz. It goes into L'chol Hasheretz, Hasheretz Ala Oretz. Pasuk Mamalek also said v'chol hasheretz. It doesn't really solve the problem. Why this drush was from Pasuk Mamalek? Anyway, Rashi says Rashi going to the Gemara. My life idi vidi bepeira she tliu tomorrow matzvon. I'll be v'asiri. But if it's attached to the ground, that's the price that it's also v'siyata d'shmul. So where is doicha? Like idi vidi bevel. Both prices, maybe Shmuel is wrong. Maybe Paris, even if they're attached to the ground, they still have it in a Paris and it's not called Alors. I wonder about the steer and the prices. Kasha, how the how be one a gufa? The first price that says that it's mutter is talking about in the Paris, albeit they're attached to the ground, but they're Paris. The second price that says that it's also is talking about it's in the tree itself. The economic tonitola should be Korization, should be Korikvan, the loss of the price is that way. Doesn't say b'zeisim u'b'kvanim. It says b'kori zeisim u'b'kori gvanim. Shema mino, that's not kapshat in the b'raisa. The b'raisa that says that asers, the second b'raisa that asers from the b'raisa that says that posing the b'raisa coming to aser, the chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'loretz, means it doesn't have to be literally in the ground. It could be in a tree. But that's still called ha'loretz. The b'raisa posing the malef that says that peris, that telas and peris are mutter, because they're not ha'loretz, that could be even if they're attached to the tree, but it's in the priest, so it's mukta. Dr. Ashi, Idi Vidi Bivek, Lemek, Hoda Shoin Ami Bivek, the Chokam de Linov Galavir, Lav Sheretz Oretz Hibloi Tesai. That's the Gemara. Shmami not. So it sounds like the Maskar of the Gemara Takas, that Shmuel's wrong. The Gemara is Medayak from the Brysa. The Gemara is Medayak from the Lush on the Brysa. That the second Brysa that Asis is only because Zaysim. Is only in the Korah Zaysim, but in the Zaysim itself, even if they're attached to the ground, it's Mutter. Not like Shmuel. So that's Taisus. Take an Ami Diktoni to love Shri Bikorah Zaysim. The Khan Medakta Kabin Atam Rabin Afanano, Grivo, the Ain Aloha Kishmuel Doma Kishu Shitli Bibel Asura. So Rabin Atam, Rabin Afanano, Rabin Nisano rather, the Rivo, they pass Kataka not like Shmuel. Therefore, Kitla Akisha Shitli Bibel is Mutter. Balochas Deilis, it was Shiltus to Ravachai, basic is Shmuel. The Halochas Deilis. And the Shiltus, both from the Gainim, they pass like Shmuel. What's the Raya? Mid Omer, Papa, Blael, Bepirkin, Shma Mino, Midravuno, Hold Omer, Shmuel, Kishi, Shitli, Bive, Asur, Hani Tami, the Kodo, tomorrow in a barrel, Bosa, or in a jar, they've been stored. Bosa Tracy Yachi Shoy. Remember, there says that since Rafuna, I think Rafuna said that bugs don't live more than a year. I think that was a member of Rafuna. Yeah. Rafuna said, called Bria Shame by Edsem, Ainim is Kali Midbeis Chedish. So Rafuna says, not Kimin and Din. Because Shmuel said that Paris, that if they were Matli on the tree, the Pilas is also. But if you have Tamarim that they've been kept for 12 years, in a jar, so and then you find the bug inside, so you know that bug was not the evil. It must have been born after the thing was detached from the tree. So maybe you're allowed to eat it. Not that the Gemara is going like Shmuel. So that's a raya that halacha is like Shmuel. If you don't like Shmuel, it's not a gelder. Then that gemara seems to be going like Shmuel. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That if you have a fruit that's more than 12 months since been harvested, more than 12 months ago, like, you know, pressed dates or something, and they're more than 12 months old, and there's no simen, and there's no hole that shows that the bug left the tree, so you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to worry about bugs, because even if there are bugs inside, but they were noiled inside the tree in their mutter, because it wasn't be there. It continues. The afal pishas shas oisik kan dig mina brayse de like Shmuel. The argument is deikonami, or the brayse itself is not like Shmuel. I know lechayra. That's what means lechayra. It's not like Shmuel. Have a leshmuel nami yesh liyashu. According to Shmuel's house is terrible. The farish to lashu because zaysim. I know bezaysim shoydim mechubar and bikarn. Ikar zaysim maybe Shmuel would say ikar zaysim means zaysim that is still mechubar to the ikar. Yeah, then it's another halacha. I feel the Shmuel and lesser eisen pulim. It's kind of beans. Shekaren push vechimtzi. Shekaren Shabbos. Kishen inside the seichem kigonya abchushim. A little maggots inside. Ubetchilas hatelada shel yachushim aklipa mashcheres miachutz. You find it's like it's at the beginning that it's black on the outside. Kishemasiin aklipa nishar mayabchushim tachter. Ain lo eisen but misri mishemasheres sheres el arutz kol man shelo yirchsho. It says, since it wasn't reichesh, it's still small, they haven't been reichesh yet. So the mutagam kuntis pirish algabish kisha shitli beva sur came in the malechas at the last patecha kisha is mechuberes pekaka habik malechas algabe kaka. So you see that you have to have reichesh. So these little yavchushim, even if they're in, they weren't reichesh yet. That should share places a little bit. Because Pashup Shat and Rashi, why Rashi required Reichish is because later on it's a Bayad Leivshita. Yeshua Mesa is a Bayad Leivshita. So therefore Rashi already said the case of Malchus is when it was Reichish. But it doesn't mean that if it's not Reichish, it's Pashup Lehet there. It still goes into the Bayad Leivshita of Yeshua Mesa. What it takes to go on over here that if you had these little Yavchushim that they weren't Reichish yet, so they're Mutter. Why? There's a Adonai Gemara that Yeshua Mesa is also.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could it be because Rashi said "im kim talomer et muteres"? In that case, then I think Rashi. Oh wait, never. I might be wrong. I think Rashi said "im kim talomer" at one point that if it's muter in that case, then the Rambam says
very good. If you call it ben avir, on the im kim talomer. Some Rishayim have a cloud, the Rambam, but Imtim Sulaimer is a Pshitos. Machriya Din. So it will be a riot that Pirshu Mace is Muteris, because it's not really Lurchesh. Maybe that's back in places. Rashi says a similar thing. Hold on. By the way, I'm going to have to stop you at 11:45. I have a shul levaya. That's why I'm saying to you early. No, let's see the whole Rosh. We're here ready. Let's see the Rosh. The Rosh is in the middle of Simon Samaches. Okay, look the Rosh. Omer Shmuel. I had two dots. So he starts off like Tosis. We've over been a time. Diktukum mikan. The ain alocha kishmul. The brayso lemashmik of asay. The brayson b'duk not like shmul. But lachas gedolus. The b'shultus Rav Achai poskul kishmul. The amar pop Rav Papa el b'pirkin. Shmami yom rafu. The hot amar shmul kishu shitli b'veil. Also hani tami dekadni b'osu treis yachis shosa. Afal gav the gemara medaktik delay kishmul. I gemara said dekanami not like shmul. And ulfum riato. That's what it means. So far, it's tracking places. It's like a little bit black on the outside, and if you open it up underneath, you see that there's a here's more mavur. There's nowhere there for them to move. They're just like larva. Therefore, it's not called Asheretz Asheretz Al Eretz because it hasn't been reichish yet. That's Rashi himself, right, in the memory of Shmuel of Kishishi Tliyah B'Yivel. Rashi said, the maleches at the last pekisho is a mechuberes lekarka. Havik maleches al gabi akarka. Rashi stresses that it's maleches. Avaloisin should be shavita may betaycha pri asurim lefisherech should be seichay. But in stalks or in a pri, so they are reches, so they are also. So this is the problem. Maybe Rashi only said it because of the bias. Let's see what does the Rosh say about the bias. Glory of Yosef, pirshu meisim out. What's the case? It was matliya when it was tolish, so in the pre it wasn't also. But in pirish mitaych apil aretz v'leirichsha shemesi biyadim in the filosa died right away. It was never reichish. The eighth garsim, this is not against us right now. The eighth garsim pirish shemes that it was perish dead kigain shemes mitaych apri. Maybe then, and then it fell out. It was that cool that it was reichish. The rest of the whole time, this topic doesn't think that there's even a makom suffix. That's about double pasuk that it was never reichish al aretz. If it comes out dead, it's not reichish al aretz. Right, that's the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam's Gor is like this gear, so pure Shmeis. We'll talk about it later when we talk about the Rambam and Baha'al Karagamar. The Rosh Hashanah likes Rashi Pshat. The Baya is pure Shmeis. Miktosama, what if it's Parish Miktosah? She gave Miktosah, it's a Mesa. Because you need mitzvahs arts, it's double pushed. You need arts. So what's mitzvahs amount? It can't just be that it stuck its head out of the apple. It's not a arts. It's a double pushed. You need a arts. But it was only mitzvahs arts, and then it died before the rest of it got the arts. I guess it was reichish, but it was only part way. Lavir oilamau shekolto befiv mina avir teiku. Doesn't explain the bayah. Where was the reichish? It was never reichish al arts. Rashi says that it's understood that Pirsha Umesa is mutter. Understood that Pirsha Umesa is mutter because it wasn't Roy ever Lirachisha. But here it's Roy Lirachisha. Where's the arts? And we have to say his mouth is the arts. Play of Ashi, the gag tomorrow, Mao, the gag, Gainos, and Mao, tomorrow, Mao, take over. That's Lena Lachum. The pastors in the Russian Mash, we go to Lachum in all of the bikes. Part of the passage. We go to Chum in all of the bias. See in Torah how he brings it. A way to put this on a screen. Not really sure what the two is going to say. I'll just read you the Torah. I haven't seen this yet, so let's do it together. Peloim hagdelim bepeiros, worms and fruit. Betolish mutarim, if the fruit is not attached to the ground, it's mutishli. Also teir l'sheretz asheretz ala arts. It's the same as far as we saw in Rashi. The Torah only asks asheretz arts. It's not ala arts. Etvam worm shli pishum and apri. About Pirshim and Apri, but if it was perish from the Pri, I feel a lo yigil arts ela shemesu ba'avir kaidim shigil arts, even if it died before it hit the ground. Even if it died before it hit the ground. I feel like Pirshim kulim Apri ela mitzosei. Only some of it left the Pri. Aishli Pirsh ela agabe Apri ela agarin shibatecha, ishi Pirsh mi Pri la Pri also. So the two paskins, even if it never hit the ground, it died in the air. Not sure what he means. He died in the air, and then what? Then you ate it before it hit the ground, or it hit the ground dead? Maybe it doesn't make a difference. That's the piece about pure shmeis. We'll talk about that later in the Rambam. As long as we find it inside the pri, I feel it chayre nakuv lechutz, even if it made a hole to the outside. We're not chayshis that it left and came back. If the pre is attached to the ground, then it's also, that's like arts. It's like the halachas deras. It's also. Even if the hole is so small that it can only the worm fits, there's no room for it to move around. It's still awesome. I don't know your Rosh Matir, but the Rosh says that that's mutter. If it didn't move, if it's so, it doesn't have enough space to move, so it's mutter because it wasn't reichish. The cost of teloim and his son, bepulun ubechimsi mutarim, and therefore he says that these teloim that you find in beans and in chimsi, some kind of green peas. The like Karina be Asheretz Asheretz al Arutz because Manchel Yichesh he wasn't Reichesh. But in the time of Shavit and Abitay Chapir Asurim Sheish LeMakom Reichesh. The three Mamish have the same stira. The Torah says that it's mutter. It brings the Rosh that it's mutter because it doesn't have room to be Reichesh. If you see that these maggots inside the fruit didn't have room to be Reichesh, they're mutter because you need Reichesh. And the Rosh and the Daikit from the Rosh and the Rashi was Reichesh Abitay Chapir. So why is this different? Why is this different than a peri that was matlia bitolosh? And the worm fell out now, and it died before it hit the ground. It was also not reichish. And the Torah says it's the bayad lish, it's l'chuma. But mamas are steering the road. This kash that we ask ultimately is a steering tour. Somebody asked this. The Bach is the Shachas doing. Bach says that the case in the Gemara of Pirshu Meso, it's Yochel Lirchosh. Yochel Lirchosh. Yochel Lirchosh. Why is it Yochel Lirchosh? Not confined anymore. It's in free fall. The case of the bug that was inside the priva mechuber, but doesn't have room to move. It's not yochel irchesh. I don't understand that. Rashi is prepared. Pirshu Meso, Rashi says it's not Ru'u Yilirchish. There's a difference between what we lechosh and yachol lechosh. Rashi to the Farish. Kisha Umeisa is called Eino Yechola Lichesh. Rashi explains Kolta Babi, why is the case where he swallowed it whole worse? I mean, Kisha Umeisa is a Baya. And then the Mori says, well, what about if you were Kolta to Babi? Rashi says, that's the Gederich Imtin Soleva. Kisha Umeisa wasn't even Ru'uya Lichesh. Here it's Ru'uya Lichesh. Hit the ground, it wasn't real lefesh. Right. It fell and died. Yadvin the philosopher, I said, it died. As soon as it fell, it died. Right. So, that's called Enu real lefesh. It's when you're swallowing it, it's still alive, so it's Ruyul Irchish. Yusha Meis, not even Ruyul Irchish. And yet, it's a Bayad Leishit, the Torah says that it's also. Have a machshava. Let me poke it out and see. Let's take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara said like this, the bias. Pirshu Mesa is a Baya, and Pirshu Avira Oilam is a Baya. What's the relationship between those two Bayas? If it's Lavir Olam, so what does it mean, Lavir Olam? You ate it before it hit the ground. So it's the same thing. It was never Reichash on the ground. Why are these two separate bias? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that it's Bederech Imtim Suleimar. Because in the case where it hit the ground dead, what does he mean? It died, let's say it died in midair. So in midair, it was alive and it was Ruya Lirchish. When it hit the ground, it was not Ruya Lirchish, because by then it was dead. Well, in the case where you swallowed it in the air, it never hit the ground. So it was also never Ruya Lirchish on the ground, because it never even hit the ground. So how can it be that there's a tzad that if it hits, if it dies in midair and then it hits the ground, so maybe it's mutter because it was never Ruya Lirchish on the ground, but if you swallow it in midair, so then that's cool that it was Ruya. It was never actually Lirchish, but it was at least Ruya Lirchish. When was it Ruya Lirchish? It was Ruya Lirchish in midair when you ate it. Well, when it hit the ground dead, it was also Ruya Lirchish in midair, because in midair it died. So until it died, it was Ruya Lirchish in midair. Not a good artist to draw pictures of here, but Mr. Chazanisha asks on Rashi, he says, Rashi should have said the other way around. Why didn't Rashi say that the Imtim Salomer is the other way around? Imtim Salomer, that if it hit the ground dead, it's usur. Because even though it was never Rechesh, but at least it hit the ground. Maybe you don't need the Rechisha. At least it hit the ground. Maybe the Rechisha is not important. Maybe the Rechisha is not important. And at least they hit the ground. You have to have alerts. But if you swallowed it in midair, so then it never even hit the ground. Never mind that it wasn't Rechesh, it never even hit the ground. Why didn't Rashi say it like that? I don't know if the Chazanish answers or if he answers. Maybe with Pashup Darashi that his mouth is the ground. So that can't be the distance, that can't be the difference, that here it never hit the ground. It did hit the ground. It hit his mouth and he swallowed it up. That's called it hit the ground. The difference is that if it hit the ground dead, so it was never Ruya Lirchish. If he swallows it, so when it hits his mouth, it's alive. It's Ruya Lirchish. Oh, that's how it comes out. I think that's how it comes out. You have to say in Rashi. That's a double pasuk that you have that either hitting his mouth is like hitting the ground, but so the way the bias work is, if it hit the ground dead, it never was Reichish, and it was never Roy Lirchish on the ground. Roy Lirchish on the ground. It was never Roy Lirchish on the ground. And then the Gemara says, in Tim Suleimer, that I don't need it to be Reichish on the ground, but maybe I don't need it to be in Tim Suleimer, that it has to be Reichish. Imtim Salomer, that if it hits the ground dead, it's no good, because it was never Roy Lirchish on the ground. But if he swallowed it, so when it hit his mouth, all right, he swallowed it right away, it was never actually Reichish, didn't have a chance to look at the view, but it was alive when he swallowed it, and it was on the ground, so it was Roy Lirchish. That's the theory of the bias. Comes out with Rashi, that if it has to hit the ground, is it sad that is it sad that Pirshu Mesa is also, it means you don't even need Roy Lirchish? And is it sad that you need Roy Lirchish, but what is that? It's something. Do you need Roy Lirchish? Do you need it to be Reichish? And in Tim Sulaimer, that you don't need it to be Reichish, do you need it to be Roy Lirchish? And it's all the Chumah. So Lamaskana, you don't even need it to be Roy Lirchish. Because when it hit the ground dead, it wasn't even Roy Lirchish. So the bottom line is, Lalachif, and Tuskun, or Machmer, and all the bias, it'll come out that you don't even need Roy Lirchish. Because the suffix Pirshu Mesa, the suffix of Pirshu Mesa is you need it. The tzad that it's usur is that you don't even need it to be Roy Lirchish. The tzad that it's mutter is that maybe it needs to be Roy Lirchish. And then we have a further suffix, maybe Roy Lirchish is not even enough. Maybe you need it to be Reichish Bepoil. That the shadow of cult of Avir. I'm not getting confused. But that's a rational interesting. Tur, it's Madurikan Tur. The Tur leaves out the Baya of Pirshu Mesa. He doesn't bring it. Tur said, when he brings all the cases of the Baya, he brings Pirshu and Apriya, Fibul Higil Arts. That's the case of that's the Baya of. Regular, it's a mesa of Avir. Then he has to buy a Pimixosa. It wasn't Pirish Kula, it was just Pirish Mixosa. He doesn't learn there was Mixus Hala Arts. He learns it was Mixus was Yotsum and Apri. And then Agave Apri, it doesn't bring the baya of Pirshu Mesa that it hit the ground and it hit the ground dead. That baya doesn't even bring. Why doesn't he bring that baya? Like a Rashi, that Pirsho that cult of Avir is more chomer than Pirsho Mesa because it was Roy Lichesh. Then he should bring the Chiddush of Pirsho Mesa, which is more Malkum Lahakal, and it's still awesome. Right, Mashmal, that the Tur learned like the Chazon Ish, that the case where you caught it in midair is more kal than the case where it hit the ground. At least it hit the ground. So therefore, he doesn't need to bring the case where it hit the ground and it was dead. Because if he says that it's also, even if it never hit the ground, so it goes without saying that if it hit the ground and if it hit the ground dead, even if it never hit the ground, it's awesome. The tourism trick that he learned like the Chazon Ish. That when you catch it in midair, it's not cool that it was on the ground. And that's for the story I'll buy it. Why is it sad that maybe it has to hit the ground to be awesome? Even if it doesn't have to hit the ground to be awesome, maybe it has to be Reichish. Doesn't have to hit the ground. Maybe you can hit it, maybe it could be in midair. But since it was never rechesh, maybe it's no good. Maybe you need rechisha. And halacha was there, you don't need rechisha. There's a bach, but you need royal rechisha. I have to think about this some more. I'm not quite sure all the way down. What I want to somehow get to is that somehow if the tour, there's no tzad that you don't need royal rechisha. bayah of Pirshu Mesa is not because it wasn't royal Lirachisha like Rashi. The bayah of Pirshu Mesa is because maybe it has to touch the ground. You certainly need royal Lirachisha. Maybe it has to touch the ground. So here, it never really touched here. No, it's not working for me all the way through. I don't know this stuff here. They have to be thought through. I don't have it exactly. Always. I think we're just gonna have to leave this because I have to run. It's not the way I actually was planning to be part of the sugya, but okay, we're here already, so this is the way we're gonna do it. So we're left outstanding. We have to go back through the whole sugya for the Rama. That we haven't done that. The Rama is a whole different take on the whole. With his conception, it's a different take on the whole sugya, the Teres Chaim and the bias. Everything is different from the Rama. But remember, Lefi Rashi, the Ramban, the Tur, also the Rosh, that they all learn the sugya that you need a sheretz. You need it. It has to be sheretz arutz. To be a sheretz arutz, if it's in the pre, it's not a sheretz arutz. It has to be ala arutz. Maybe it has to be Reichesh Shala Oretz. Maybe it's enough to be Royal Reichesh Shala Oretz. We have these various gradations. But the Nakud over here is it has to be Reichesh Shala Oretz. The Mechuber is it called that it was Reichesh Shala Oretz, not called that it was Reichesh Shala Oretz. The Fid Rambam, there's a separate love of Telas HaPeres. There's a separate love in the world of Telas HaPeres. The issue over here is not Sheretz Oretz at all. Sheretz Oretz, the Fid Rambam, is a Sheretz whose nature is to live on land. We're not talking about such a Sheretz. Even if Telas fell out of the apple, it didn't become a sheretz aretz. The nidum here is the lav of telas haperis. Except it has to be perishment of pre, otherwise it's part of the pre. So it has to be perishment of pre, but then it goes back to the pre, and the heter is the heter of telas haperis. That affects the whole sugya looks different to Peter Rama. That we'll revisit. But I think we first have to unravel the mahalach of the Gemara, this Rashi, Tejas, the Rosh, and the Torah. This complication over here. How can, basically, we have this problem. Rashi says that the din of Kisha Shitli Bivel is that it was Reichish inside the Pri. It was Mahaleches B'techa Pri. And the Rosh is Medayi from Rashi. Taisa said the same thing. Taisa doesn't bring the Diuk, but he says the same halacha. That it has to be Reichish, but it has to be Mahaleches B'techa Pri. And if you have a maggot inside a Pri and it doesn't have room to be right to be Mahaleches, it's such a small space that it doesn't have any. Doesn't have any, it has a tiny little loft. It doesn't have any room to walk around. So then it's not awesome. Even though it's Mechuber is called Ala Arts. We pass it like Shmuel, Mechuber is called Ala Arts. But it doesn't have room to move. So it's not called that it was Sheretz Ala Arts. So the title is, how does that stem? We pass in that kulta, that if you call it to Minavir, it's also awesome. It was never Reichish. Or Pirshu Mesa, it fell on the ground and died. It fell on the ground and it died on the way down. It hit the ground dead. Or you were kolutit min avir. All of those cases, it was also never mahaleches. And it's Matan Rashi that it's not even in the case where it hit the ground dead. It wasn't even right to be reichish. And it's also. And as far as Rashi goes, why Rashi said mahaleches b'techa pri, we could say Pashat Rashi didn't want to get into the bayah of the liyashita. If the worm wasn't maleches b'techa pri, then he could be patient to buy it from the brayse about the lashon of Paris. So Rashi is the case that Rashi doesn't want to get into the bayah. So Rashi says that the push of the cases was maleches b'techa pri. If it wasn't maleches b'techa pri, then it goes into the bayah. But it's also, but the case of the brayse that Rashi doesn't want the Torah's claim to be a hachrov for the bayah lifshito. So says the simple case of the Torah's claim was maleches b'techa pri. But in economic, it wasn't maleches b'techa pri, so it goes into the bayah, Pirshu Mesa. But you see in the Rosh and the Torah that they held not that way. They held that la halacha you have to have maleches b'techa pri. Because it has to be reichish. Why does it have to be reichish? Pirshu Mesa wasn't reichish. Koltim and Avir, it wasn't reichish. And yet it's also l'chumah, we pass in Sabai, we still pass in l'chumah. So here also we should go l'chumah. That's the problem. So I'm trying to figure out that maybe it's connected to the issue of how to understand the relationship between the Bayah Pirshu Mesa and Koltim and Avir. But I don't see my way clear entirely what to do with that. That's where we're holding. That's where in as we're in the middle of. I want to see maybe if we can time out one rabbi that. And I want to go back and do the whole, this whole sugya again, Lefida Ramam, what the sugya looks like, Lefida Ramam. Then we'll invite it to the rest of the next sugya. Okay, very good. Let's see them tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.